1-800-855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them away. They are there for you. Actually, you can control the content of the site. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you can submit it as show prep. And actually, you don't even have to, it doesn't even have to be a link. It's rare that someone will do this, but you can actually make your own post. Like, you could just create your own little item there within the post. Like, when I was looking at freetalklive.com today, before the show, because normally we go to our own website to see what you guys think is interesting in the news, but it doesn't always have to be news. So I clicked on the top story here, by e-cigarettes. It says, Bradley Manning defense team says U.S. military is withholding evidence. And there's actually no link here. So this is just somebody who wrote a paragraph and put it in there and got it voted up to the top of our website. You can kind of like make your own little blog post if you want to do it that way, too. But generally the way it's used is that people put a link in there and then put a description of what's on the link.
Maybe it's good to cite your claims.
Right. Maybe it's a YouTube video, or perhaps it is a news article or something you think is interesting. And then others will vote it up or down, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. More about Memorial Day. I went into, kind of crashed a parade today, I guess, for lack of a better term, co-opted. Me and some other activists in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, put ourselves at the very end of a Memorial Day parade and had some interesting responses. One of the guys that was there with was there with me wrote up a blog post about it, and I'm going to share some of the actual quotes from some of the hecklers, the people that had nasty things to say to us here in a moment, because I couldn't really remember exactly what it was all said, because they weren't talking specifically to me. But first, let's go to Clayton, listening somewhere. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live. Lowell, is that right?
Louisville.
How you okay, guys very tonight? Good. Doing good, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to respond to the confusion about the term honor in the context of military service.
Okay.
I served 8 years in the Marine Corps, and I can explain it to you in ways that someone who hasn't served can understand. Basically, honor is the internal drive to do what you've agreed to do, even after you know it's not in your own interest.
Okay.
And you're not defending that. You're just saying that's what these people are doing?
That's correct. That is what they're doing. They've agreed to serve for a period of time.
But didn't they also agree to uphold the Constitution?
Well,
they did, but from their perspective, serving, going back into combat for their country, even with a prosthetic, doesn't deny the Constitution. With the most
It would be following the illegal order to go to a war that's not justified constitutionally. That would be the denial of the Constitution.
Well, that might be, but and that's true enough, and it's from its own perspective. But from their perspective, they are following the they are protecting the Constitution.
I get
as
it.
They
I
see
mean-
it.
Clayton defined, you know, I asked a question, and I don't really, you know, didn't really know what honor was, and I get it. Honor can be, honor is honoring like a contract. With the way they see it, they signed up for a contract. Their body belongs to the United States government, come hell or high water, for 8 years, and, you know, because that's the length of these contracts, whether you sign up for 2 or 4 or 6 years. It's 8, I believe. Is that correct, Clayton? It's always 8?
It's always 8.
8 years. And, you know, if the United States sends you out, the fact is these fat, slovenly civilians can't defend themselves, and only a gunny like me can handle it, even if I have half a leg.
That's correct.
That sounds like I got it. I mean, you know, when I have decided, you know what, I agreed to do this or I agreed to do that, I'm going to do it, and then I'm quitting. And I have done that in, you know, relationships and jobs and all kinds of situations. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, and then I am done.
Well, we've talked to veterans about this issue before, and it seems like, or people that are active military, it seems like they've got conflicting agreements, right? So, like, one agreement is that they're going to do whatever they're told, and the other agreement is that they're going to follow and honor the Constitution. And a lot of the time what they're told to do is completely unconstitutional, but they do what they're told. So it seems clear to me that they hold one agreement above the other. They'll do what they're told.
I think the Constitution argument is full of holes, because the Constitution is a document that gives the Supreme Court appellate jurisdiction jurisdiction. The Supreme Court has interpreted, and 200 and something years worth of...
we lost Clayton.
Thanks, Clayton. 200 and something years worth of precedent says that it is true that the Supreme Court defines what the Constitution says, that they interpret what the Constitution says. So therefore, 300 million Americans cannot plainly read the Constitution. Only 9 people in black muumuus living in Washington, D.C. can. These are the only people that are qualified to interpret the Constitution. So if it says that a declaration of war is necessary, but the Supreme Court doesn't say the declaration of war is necessary, then it's not necessary, even though it says it's necessary, because only the Supreme Court gets to decide what it says.
Well,
if the Supreme Court says the sky is plaid...
I understand what you're saying. From the perspective
But you're using a constitutional argument, and I think that they're very difficult to... For lay people, especially, to make, period.
I understand what you're saying about the Supreme Court, and it's true, inside their system, the Supreme Court is the ultimate interpreter of the Constitution. But that doesn't mean that your interpretation is invalid from your own morals, from your own perspective.
I got where you're coming from on that.
So if you believe that it's immoral and wrong and unconstitutional, or whatever you believe about going to war, then it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court, whether the Supreme Court thinks it's okay to go to war. You should be able to act on your own interpretation and say, no, I'm not going.
Agreed. A soldier should be able to say, look, this isn't what the Constitution says, and I'm not willing to do it, therefore it's wrong. But I don't think that you and I can sit here and say, it's unconstitutional, Mr. Soldier Man, so don't go and do it. And I think that there's a different, there's a strong distinction.
I agree with you. I don't tend to rely on the Constitution to justify anything, but I know that a lot of people hold it in high regard, so that's why I would bring it up in a conversation.
There were use of force measures that were passed through the House, they were legally bound in order to go into Afghanistan and go into Iraq, so they can claim that, it's legal enough.
And clearly most people don't have a problem with whatever the military
does. Just because Congress didn't say war doesn't mean that that it's not okay.
People in the military, rather. Clearly most people in the military have no problem with being told to go and kill innocent people around the world. They'll do whatever they're told.
A big problem.
It's immoral.
PTSD is a huge problem for people in the military.
The military people don't have a problem
right.
with it.
PTSD is a huge problem for them.
That's after the fact. But, beforehand, they're doing what they're told. Nobody's not doing anything in the military because they're afraid of getting PTSD.
Well, it's not like they don't take 18 to 20-year-olds. I mean, people that have been told what to do their whole lives.
Right.
Almost never made the only decision they've made for themselves is whether or not they're going to have a wine cooler or a beer at the high school party. I mean, these people don't have the capacity to make decisions, but they're the very best ones to fight wars. It's a big problem.
Absolutely.
I frankly think that only technology is going to take us beyond war. I don't think that...
Technology. What do you mean? Why would that take us beyond war? It's making it worse.
Once you can create basically anything that anybody needs with 3D printing, and you can create...
Are you talking about solving a problem of scarce resources?
Scarce resources is what war's about.
Tends to be the reason, yeah.
I'd love to find out what war's going to be about after there aren't scarce resources.
No, people hate each other because of the color of their skin in some places.
Come on. It's the military-industrial complex that drives war in
this
country.
That's true.
And once they're basically out of business because a 3D printer can make whatever it is that they, that they've created...
There's still resources that are going to go into those 3D printers.
Indeed.
Until we get to the point where you're somehow creating energy from,
thin
air.
You didn't let me finish what I was saying. Okay. Energy is going to be, at some point, relatively soon, free. And once you're not trying to dig energy out of the ground...
And then you have to rearrange molecules and, create atoms and, create substances from pure energy. That's what you'd have to do. Otherwise, these machines will have to be fed with plastic and metal and, things like
that. Sure, but once you take... As the reasons for war go away, and I think 3D printing and free energy might be the things that make it stop. Maybe I'm wrong, but, that's what I see. That's what I think.
855-453, that's the SACL AI toll-free line. Of course, one might argue that those industries, the military-industrial complex, will do anything they can to prevent that future from occurring.
I don't think they see that far.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, this is Peter Krashnovel with Midas Resources. Today is May 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1562.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.50, $875 for a half ounce, and $438 for a quarter ounce. $1,601.50, $875, and $438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can go and sign up for news updates. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you should know about Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us via Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, get email updates as well. They're all available to you and all free at news.freetalklive.com.
Do you like great coffee? Are you a coffee drinker? Well, you can get your coffee fix. You can get gourmet coffee at at really great prices through coffee.freetalklive.com. O'Neill Coffee, the brewers, the roasters of the coffee, they're the third generation family owned business, and they roast each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They've got more than 40 different varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. It's a great website to be able to use and pick out what kind of coffee works for you. My favorite is the French roast decaf, but you know, whatever it is that you like, you can get over there at coffee.freetalklive.com. And to show their commitment to the Free Talk Live audience, they're making available for orders of $75 or more. Because all you have to do is when you check out, use the special instruction section, enter FTL, and you'll get a free coffee mug and free shipping. Support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com.
We go to the phones. Your thoughts, your calls. We're here live on Memorial Day. It is Jimmy in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, as long as we're a type zero type civilization, we're always going to have war.
As long as we're what kind of civilization?
A type zero.
What's type zero?
Type zero?
Type zero civilization is a civilization that can't utilize the power of a star or the power of a galaxy or be able to spend space-time. So as long as we're crude like this and we can fight among themselves for resources and so forth and ideologies, we're never going to do away with war.
So how do we get from here to there?
Oh, a couple thousand years worth of evolution. I just read a book on it in Hyperspace by Mikhail Kochel.
Oh, cool. That guy's really smart.
Type zero civilizations like ours.
So like zero being bottom of the totem pole.
Exactly, when it comes to technology, my friend.
Yeah, we're crawling out of the, we're still, you know,
from the ooze.
from an evolutionary standpoint, we're just now in Western culture not living in thatched huts.
Now you're understanding it. So you see, if we get to a type one, we won't need war anymore. We'll be able to share resources to all the species on the planet.
Well, right, because ultimately there is no real scarcity. If people would come to realize that, then we would be closer to becoming that type one civilization you're talking about.
It's where you are in the line towards no scarcity. I mean, you know, like the fact is there's a scarcity of Lear jets in my life.
No, but what I mean is ultimately from the, like, no, I don't mean the end product. Obviously, there's a restricted number of whatever it is we're looking at, but the resources that go into it, the natural resources, there's truly no scarcity, because as long as we're free to combine our brain power with those natural resources, we'll always be able to come up with new innovative ways to make the most of what we have, and of course also explore outward from outside the Earth and bring new resources in from there as well.
And become a face-sparing type civilization, so we won't need war anymore, because we'll be sharing something, you know. We'll be
good
going
call
into
tonight,
space,
Jimmy.
And we'll become a better civilization because of it.
I think it's something to work towards.
We're stuck on this planet struggling over resources and ideologies, we're always going to have war.
You are correct. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. Good thoughts. 855-450-FREE. And I think that's a nice thing to focus on here tonight on Memorial Day is, you know, how do we actually end war? And what is it going to take? Because, you know, walking down the street holding peace signs, that's a good thing. I did that this morning, but ultimately that's not going to result in the change we're looking for. And I think that one thing that's another important factor, I like what Jimmy has to say, and I think another important factor is that people need to, as Gandhi said, be the change they wish to see. So if you want to see peace on the outside, then you have to find peace within. And
no, you have to become a scientist. Didn't you listen to the last call? You need to be an astrophysicist.
No, I think anybody can find peace. I think it's just a matter of wanting to and getting over anger and moving away from it and being aware of the feelings that you have and shifting your feelings towards more positive sensation.
So,
and it's worth the effort.
I got where you're coming from. What I was talking about previously was eliminating basically the need for things. If you had a 3D printer, I don't know if anybody's seen these things, but it's essentially a gizmo that makes stuff on its own. So you can print. I've seen them print up
plastic, right?
A combination wrench. They can use different materials. They can actually print metals and that sort of thing. As I understand it, they made transistors or something like that. By the way, if you're getting, you should listen to Michio Kaku if you want science, not Marquette.
Right.
But this is as I understand the world, is that they can print metals and, you know, make some things out of metal.
I watched a video, like a YouTube video on this, And I think he made a wrench.
Yeah, a combination wrench.
And it worked.
No, an adjustable wrench.
He used it on something. Which is, I mean, it's crazy. Like, when you say you just print things, that doesn't really make any sense. But it's, I mean, YouTube this is
so
crazy.
If you consider that maybe within, you know, a decade of this technology, that they'll be able to make a 3D printer that will make just about anything that you use in your life, including other 3D printers.
Yes.
And then that 3D printer will be able to make other 3D printers, and these things will propagate like tribbles. You know, add water, they're like gremlins, you know, to feed them after midnight. And they're everywhere, poof. And then you've got everything you need in your life for free. They can have them. You can have them in the corner in your town, several of them in your town, in your neighborhood, right in the corner, and they can make things all the time for people. You know, you need a lawnmower, you go get put an order in, and then by 36 hours later, after it's printed out everybody else's stuff, it's got your lawnmower waiting there for you. You go get the lawnmower, you mow the lawn. When you don't need these things, you drop it off at the recycling center, and they just melt it down and use it into others, other things. They make them out of plastics. Pretty popular. I mean, they're everywhere. And then when you consider that they're making energy from wind and sun and waves, and this technology is only going to get better, and in our lifetime, they may be able to use the movement of the earth to create energy. I really do wonder at that point, once
exciting.
You can create everything that somebody needs and the power to power it, what do you need war for? And to
hate.
Me, that's
it
a
would
couple
only be
of
hate.
Decades away.
It would only be hate. I mean, just pure hate. I mean, like, you got a lot of the people that are, Mark, the reason why the government is going to war, the federal government is going to war, is the military-industrial complex.
Right,
they've got
profitable.
Right, they've got contracts. You know, these companies
are making
money.
There are people that give money to campaigns, and those people sell things that go boom.
But if people who were going to war knew that that was the reason, maybe they wouldn't be so eager to go. So they're being told stories about scary people, the terrorists and the Muslims. And we've heard people call this show, the Muslims are out to kill us Christians. So we still have that perspective as well. And making scarcity go away of products and resources and all that isn't going to solve the absolute fear-mongered hatred that separates people.
Okay.
You still have to get over that.
I got where you're coming from, but consider 50 years ago how much more entrenched religion was in this culture versus how it is today. I mean, Christianity has gone away in Europe, and it's going away in the United States.
I would agree.
Really? Do the numbers show that?
Yes.
Okay.
Over time, atheists and agnostics are growing in number. And you'll find far fewer atheists and agnostics that are scared to death of Muslims than you'll find
You're
Christians.
Absolutely right about that. 855-453. That's the
same. They're not scared. They're angry.
Toll-free line. You can take control here. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Live tonight, as we are 7 nights a week, even though it's a holiday, a Memorial Day edition here. We'll talk to you about Memorial Day and peace and war and whatever might be on your mind as well. You don't have to be on topic. 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you over to our website as well. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of the many features, and like the rest of our site, it's a free feature, completely free to you. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. Get the details over at shrine.freetalklive.com. But basically, it's a page full of pictures of the ladies who listen to this, some of the ladies who listen to this radio program, who are willing to take the time to prove it by validating themselves in a picture. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Mark, you've been testing a product out at your house recently, the Wi-Fi Antenna 3.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi, and is it called the, yeah, the
CC, right?
Right, it's from C Crane. I don't know if anybody who's listened to talk radio for any period of time has heard of C Crane. C Crane is probably the premier name in radio production in the United States. They make some of the best radios out there. And one, and they've got a relatively new product out, and it's called the Wi-Fi Antenna 3. You can go see it at ccrane.com. That's C-C-R-A-N-E.com. And this thing's amazing. It allows you to pick up the Wi-Fi signal for up to a mile. Now, obviously, terrain matters and things like that. But we've at my house, I've got a renter, and he wants to be able to use our Wi-Fi, but it's always been very difficult for him, and being able to pick it up and that kind of thing. So he basically if he wants to use the laptop, would have to come and sit outside of my office window in order to use it.
That just doesn't work very well during the wintertime.
Or the rain, it's raining, or yeah, all kinds of night, and imagine being
out. Laptops don't mesh well with the outdoors.
No. Well, I got this device, they sent it as a tester, and he can't believe it. can't believe it. He's like, I get full strength out at my place. And
so he's using it on his laptop. It's not connected to your router?
That's correct. He uses it on the laptop. You can plug it in. You have two different levels of settings. You can plug it into one or two USB ports in order to kind of give it a boosting
power
strength.
Boost. Nice.
It has to be straight up and down, so it's best to, like, stick it to something. Mm-hmm. But it will – it rocks. I mean, it absolutely rocks that signal right in there.
That's incredible.
Everybody's situation's different in how – maybe you've got a big house. And, you know, reception in one portion of your house isn't that great. Or, you know, maybe you share an internet connection with your next door neighbor. You know, you guys get
hopefully some, you've done that with permission.
That would be, yeah, certainly. But whatever. It's not like I've never piggybacked on another internet connection out there. I'm not advocating for it or anything like that. I'm just saying, hey, this thing, it makes it, it's amazing. It's the Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It is not a cheap product, but it is totally worth it.
Right.
Totally worth it. Ccrane.com.
If it solves a problem you have, then it's totally worth
it. Yeah, Ccrane, you know, a very reputable company, and we're very glad to have them on board. If you've got any kind of connectivity problems, check out this Wi-Fi Antenna 3.
Very cool. Ccrane.com?
Yep.
All right. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking things tangentially related to Memorial Day, such as peace. You know, how do we get from where we are today, where there's wars going on all over the place, to a world in which that's not happening? And, Mark, your suggestion has been that, getting rid of this perceived scarcity of things would be a good big step toward ending war. And I think that's a good point. I think it's important. It's inevitable as well. I mean, the marketplace can solve some problems. And the marketplace, as you're suggesting here, could solve war down the line. But it would also be nice if we didn't have a violent, agitating government structure out there as well to whip up fear. Because without fear, then no one's going to buy a contract with the military-industrial complex, which is the gears behind the war, is the military-industrial complex feeding, you know, tanks and boots and guns and bombs and all that in so they can be used up, so they can make more. And that's really important. But it wouldn't go anywhere if the people weren't able to be whipped up into a frenzy and fear about being, you know, hurt by some mythical enemy around the world.
And this is where I have the biggest problem. Now, it's easy to vilify the military-industrial complex because the military-industrial complex is not you, it's not me, and it's nobody who's listening, right? The military-industrial complex is them. However, people are listening that are involved, have been in the military. I would have gone to the military. You would have gone to the military.
I would have.
Yeah, I called them. I was ready to go. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's just one of those situations. It's just luck that I didn't go to the military. Mm. But what I think is, are people responsible for their fears? I advocated for and supported the invasion of Iraq, where not a single terrorist from 9/11 was, you know, like nothing. There was no reason for the invasion of Iraq as we were given. We were given yellow cake and terrorists. I mean, I remember Glenn Beck talking about, they've got terrorist training camps, they've got the bodies of 747s, they've got torture rooms. Where, by bodies of 747s, these are training things for terrorists to take over these planes, where were the pictures? I mean, here we are, almost a decade after the invasion of Iraq, I have yet to see the pictures of the rape rooms that we were told that Kufi and Nan or whatever their name were, the sons of Saddam, that they, you know, did these systematic rapes of Iraqi women. Where were the pictures? I never saw the pictures of the rape rooms. Where are the pictures of the bodies of the 747s that they trained these terrorists in? I mean, I can see a picture where the firefighters train here in my town. I can't see a picture of the terrorist training camp in Iraq that we were told about. Big fat lies. Now, my question is, are we responsible? Am I responsible? Because I consider myself responsible for having believed the bullcrap. I mean, obviously, when somebody lies, they're responsible, too.
So, wait, you're responsible for the war?
Didn't I support it?
You still pay taxes today. How are you less responsible?
You pay taxes, too.
I don't pay federal income tax.
I don't pay federal income tax either.
Oh, please. You fill out the form.
So? That doesn't mean I pay it.
I see where you're coming from. They're giving you all they're giving you a refund.
Right. I pay small business tax, which is the tax that they basically throw at you because they know you're lying or whatever. I mean, the idea that they know so small businesses have a lot of write-offs, so the intention is to go after you in that way. But I don't pay, you know, FICA or any of those other things.
Well, just because you may have been wrong, and you were, and you admit that you were wrong about the going to war, doesn't mean that you're necessarily direct. You're certainly not directly responsible. I mean,
if they didn't have the support of the public, the public at large, then they wouldn't have gone.
Did the majority of the public support the war?
Yeah, easy.
Because it's easier with Afghanistan
than Iraq, but Iraq was largely supported.
And they support it based on fear.
A lot of people felt like in the Gulf War, back in the early 90s, the job wasn't done. Why didn't we follow, just head straight to Baghdad and unseat Saddam Hussein? That was what that's kind of, to some extent, what I felt. You know, this is just finishing up a job that should have been done before.
And they're still finishing it up, apparently.
Right. Well, they don't finish.
Right.
Check
out Korea if you need proof.
Right. Check out Japan. They're just getting out of there. Germany. They don't finish. They stay.
So it's based on fear, though, right? Like, that's why the majority of people support these things, is because they're told there's a boogeyman, Al-Qaeda, and the terrorists, and they're going to kill you, and they're Muslims,
it's
and they hate Christians, and they hate America.
Patriotism and fear. They're wrapped inexorably together, and, there's these platitudes that go in with it, and I'm going to use this term platitude all night long. The idea that soldiers fought and died for your right to disagree with them, there's that part. There's the idea that soldiers are defending freedoms, which is obviously not true, because if soldiers were defending our freedoms, we'd have more freedoms. Or at least the freedoms we had would have been protected.
Yeah, the freedom
that
has been
doesn't
whipped
make
away.
Any sense.
Now, according to Reuters, speaking of fear, presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney chose Veterans Day to proclaim to the American people his conviction that the world is a dangerous place and the United States must remain its most formidable military power. The world is not safe, Romney told veterans in the crowd of onlookers on Memorial Day, and this is how it's done. This is how it's done. These people think that these politicians know something about the world, and so therefore they must be telling the truth. More coming up here. Is the world really dangerous? It's Free Talk Live.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE.
It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and you can support this program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's a great way to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations around the country. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $3 a month. We'll take that in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom.
It doesn't go to paychecks. It just goes to advertising.
That's correct. And promoting Free Talk Live, yeah. Getting us into more ears around the world. You can help make it happen. For instance, you'll be sending us to the Talkers New Media Seminar, which is coming up in New York City next week. We will be there, and I believe Stephanie is going to be sitting in covering for us on Thursday and Wednesday and Thursday.
God bless her little atheist heart.
She is great. And so we're going to continue. The show's going to continue to be live, but we're going to be on a working trip out in New York City, schmoozing it up with the industry bigwigs and making connections, and, you know, that's important.
Doing the things that, radio programs like ours do.
It's a who's who kind of for the industry. It's if you're there, you're seen, and it's important to be seen by the people that need to see, and they're the people that are there. So that's why we go to them, and it's been very helpful to us, I think, over the years going to these conventions. So thank you to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for making it possible. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and get the perks. The perquisites, like access to our AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials the regular podcast does, and also the AMP-only podcast, or excuse me, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only phone lines. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up as we continue here with the scary news from Reuters. Mitt Romney has proclaimed that the world is not safe. He told veterans on Memorial Day. He was joined by Senator John McCain in a speech to honor the veterans of America's wars. The United States now has two paths forward, says Romney. He called one the pathway to Europe, suggesting Europe had acquiesced to geopolitical threats. He says to shrink our military smaller and smaller to pay for our social needs. That would be the pathway to Europe, as he was describing. Well, the other path, he says.
But the reason that Europe did that is because of essentially the United States I mean, with the NATO pact, said, look, our goals are your goals, and we have the largest military in the world. So what does that incentivize those countries to do? Those countries that have a lot more sort of social democracy type pressure. People want social programs there. They want the free medical care. They want the best public schools. They want all these things that cost a bunch of money. You know, the old Margaret Thatcher quote, which is socialism's great until you run out of other people's money, or whatever that quote might be. Well, the United States is really no different. It's just that we're, the United States government, the taxpayers, are providing the military protection for everybody in the world that agrees with them.
It's true.
I mean, there's no reason that I should be, NATO is the group that's
And by he agrees with them, you mean by the governments.
Yeah, the governments that agree.
People may not necessarily appreciate them being there.
Sure. The U.S. Navy keeps the shipping lanes clear for all the countries in the world to be able to do trade back and forth. Why should I be paying to keep the shipping lanes clear for between Bangladesh and South Africa?
Well, you shouldn't be paying through government force, but the individual companies that need to do the shipping should pay for their own security services, in
sure.
which case you'd ultimately be paying in any prices of any products you purchased.
Not if I wasn't buying anything from Bangladesh or South Africa.
That's true. Back to what Romney says here. The other path, he says, is to commit to preserve America as the strongest military in the world, second to none, with no comparable power anywhere in the world.
I find it kind of disturbing that he's excited about being the strongest military in the world. Like
that just says to me, a man with a hammer, says he sees everything as a nail.
Like I'm not
surprised, though, right?
No, I'm not surprised at all. But it's disturbing that he would just come out and say that.
Well, he's a Republican politician, and that's something that they are pretty common, but that's pretty common.
That's what they say.
That's true.
They're pandering to the Republican base, and of course, Democrats will say similar things. I mean, certainly Barack Obama hasn't done anything to make the military any less strong. He's presided over still more wars, and he's been, I think I saw some headlines saying he was the most warmongering president yet.
I don't know
by what calculus or calculations they were making to make that statement, but it was an interesting claim. And then they go on to blab about how he says, I wish I could tell you that the world is a safe place. It's not. Romney ticked off Iran, Pakistan, China, and Russia, among other countries, as threats as he transformed his message from
economic. Now Russia's a threat again.
As he transformed his message from economic warnings of the United States becoming like Europe to a military warning that America was becoming weaker.
What does that mean?
Well, it doesn't have a Republican in charge.
That's what it means.
Everything's weaker. Even though, again, the military's out there killing as many people as it ever has. So the question I wanted to look at here was his claim is that the world is not safe. And while that is a true statement, what would it take for the world to be safe? Under what circumstances?
Does the United States, this is the other sort of end of this freedom isn't free platitude. What does it take to make the world safe? Well, if the problem is terrorism, and terrorists are individuals that are created by circumstance or religious, extremism, then what is going to drive somebody to become a terrorist? I would say it's circumstance, like having your mom or sister or dad or whomever killed by a United States military individual, or a predator drone, whatever. There's a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people in the last 10 years that have been killed in the Middle East, and they've got children and people that love them, and they're likely don't like the United States as a result. And could they be driven into the arms of religious extremists in their area? Well, seems pretty likely.
When I was watching that documentary on Guantanamo Bay, when the cameraman was in sort of the hallway or something, the prisoners were yelling things and stuff, and one of them yelled out something about hating America, and he made sure to make it clear that he didn't hate American people, but he hated the army. And
he wanted it to be heard by the documentary.
Right, yeah, he yelled it out so it would be heard by the documentary. And then there were people that were interviewed who were in Guantanamo Bay and had been released.
Mm-hmm.
And, they said, I wasn't a terrorist, but if I was ever going to be a terrorist, now I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now they hate, and they have
reason to hate. I mean, it's not
right,
but it's
understandable,
right? I mean, some of the things that they were describing that were done to them in there is just disturbing.
And this is where the democracy thing plays against the American public. The founding document says we the people. You know, it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people, supposedly. And I don't believe that, but, you know, a lot of people do. And if we believe it here in this country, then people in other countries are liable to believe it, too. So therefore, if you're a terrorist in a foreign country and you believe that it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people, who the hell do you attack to get them the hell out of your country?
I don't doubt that there probably are people that think that way, Mark, but look at the evidence. I mean, you've got a guy sitting in Guantanamo Bay who's yelling out at the camera crew to make them aware, hey, look, I'm not mad at you guys, I'm mad at the government. And you got Osama bin Laden in many taped statements saying the very same thing. Look, you know, you guys, he does kind of blame the American people for letting it happen.
It doesn't take very many people. Just because that guy's
in Guantanamo. No, but I think it's interesting to point out that, you know, because Americans have this, some Americans have a mentality about what they think about terrorists, and they have this, you know, mistaken understanding. They think that terrorists hate them because they're American, but you've got these so-called terrorists that are making specific statements to say, it's your government. Look, it's your government. I'm mad at the government. You guys, I'm upset that you didn't do anything about your government, but ultimately, it's the government.
But
that's the problem.
If you put people in desperate situations, whether it's Guantanamo or just, you know, their family member's been killed, they're going to come up with different solutions to the problem. Some of those people are going to come up with a solution of, well, look, the only way to do is to break the spirit of the American people. That was the idea behind 9/11. The idea was we're going to fly these planes into these buildings, and then finally America will say, you know, it's just not worth being in the Middle East. We've attacked, we've occupied these people long enough, and if you support their cheek or their king or whatever, you're occupying. If you give military power to Saudi Arabia, it's essentially an occupation because they wouldn't have F-16s otherwise. Well, as long as we can just get the United States out of here, we'll be fine. And that was the plan. It didn't work. But if the plan was to steal the freedoms of the United States people, that's what the politicians would have you believe. Well, that worked.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. John McCain, who was introducing Mitt Romney at this particular rally, said he believes in American exceptionalism. He believes the 21st century will also be an American century. Whatever the hell that means.
855- You've got to say America as much as possible when you're running for office.
855-450-FREE. American exceptionalism. It's basically bigotry. I mean, isn't it? It's essentially suggesting that we're the best because we were born on this plot of land. 855-450-3733. That doesn't make you any better than any other human beings. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.